right. Well, what a powerful morning to be together as a church. Like I said, this is a congregational Sunday. There's a time where we will be celebrating, hearing from a variety of people here in our ministry. We're also going to go to the Word of God. So if you can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 in your copy of the Bible or on an app, you can also follow us along on the screen. That'll be on there in just a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to be looking at a few verses here. This is sort of an extra. This is week 6 of On the Move. Now, I know I've told you that our On the Move series is only 5 weeks, but this is a bonus week. You're getting a bonus week for free, completely free. You're getting a bonus week on On the Move. This is called Gratitude on the Move. It's going to be this just a sense of how generosity creates a momentum of gratitude and celebration in our lives, and we're going to see that in just a moment. So, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. It's wonderful to be together. We are next, in 2 weeks from now, we're going to do what's called our Investment Sunday. Our Investment Sunday, our Initial Investment Sunday, is where we're going to come forward with the commitments that we made to our On the Move campaign, and we are going to be start those commitments. So if you have the ability to begin your commitment financially, that would be a good Sunday to begin that commitment. Now, not all of us will be able to start our commitment that Sunday, but that's our hope to begin that momentum on December 8th. Now, we just participated in an awesome commitment Sunday last week. Many of you were here. We had over 300 people make commitments past Sunday, plus another 75 students and 80 kids make financial commitments. This accounts for about 600 to 800 individuals here in our church. So a large percentage of you made a commitment, some of you giving or making commitment to the first time to our building campaign, which is just so exciting. We're striving for 100% participation. And so not all of us are going to be able to do that, but there's many of you that haven't yet made a commitment. Maybe you were away last week or you're still praying about it and thinking about that. You can continue to make those commitments. You can use the commitment cards that are on our On the Move table. Make that commitment if you want to do that today and put it in the offering boxes on your way out today. We're going to wait to share with you where we landed financially. Remember our goal, it's $5.5 million over 36 months that we're seeking to raise. We are well on the way there. We're going to wait to share with you the details of that until Investment Sunday to allow more of those contributions to come in for those that were out of time. So you're just going to have to wait a little bit longer, okay? But we will share that with you. We're very excited to be able to share that news with you. We're going to be, again, I said, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to see this amazing ripple effect of gratitude and thanksgiving that happens, that's initiated when God's people are generous. Paul says this in verse 7, "Each of you should give what you have decided to give in your heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Verse 10, "Now he who supplies seed for the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed. He will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service, that is, this financial gift that you perform, is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing into many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others are going to praise God for the obedience that accompanies this confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Now, what Paul is saying here, he's talking to the church in Corinth who is about to make their commitments. This is their commitment Sunday. He's leading them up to a place where they are about to make a financial commitment to help serve the mission of God and provide some relief for one of their brother churches. And so he's anticipating this outpouring of financial generosity, and that's what prompted this note that he gives. If you watch the ripple effect of Paul's words here, you'll see what happens. And I want to illustrate this, we have some slides that we're going to show you on the screen, illustrate this, what happens when we begin to give out of a heart of generosity, a heart of faith towards God to say, I want to give cheerfully, not reluctantly. I want to give to the work of the Lord. Here's what begins to happen. Notice what Paul says in verse 10. God will provide for and even increase your storehouse of seed, he says, and produce in you a harvest of righteousness. I think Paul has at least two things in mind, that when we give by faith, God brings back to us, provides for all of our financial needs, our physical needs. God will provide when we are generous. He will provide. And he also, often, this is a principle of Scripture, he allows for more to be left over. You know, we give, and yet he does some kind of multiplying work to provide even more than maybe we expect. That's a principle that we see in Scripture. Now, this isn't prosperity gospel. This isn't you put in 1,000, he gives you 10,000, like a formulaic way. No, but the principle is God will always provide for your need, and he'll make sure what you have, the supply, to continue to be generous. This is the principle. But he not just does that financially, physically in our lives. Scripture says he produces a harvest of righteousness in our lives. In other words, when we give, we get spiritually. God brings into our lives certain Christ-like characteristics that can only come when we are generous people, generous with our time, our talents, and our financial treasures. So we give to God, he begins to pour back in. Now, listen to what else Paul says. He says, now, also, I'm going to increase your ability to be generous. So when we give from the heart, God provides. In fact, often he provides even more than what we need, not to just gobble it up and use for ourselves. What does he say? So that we can be enriched to give, to be generous on every occasion. In other words, he supplies us so that we would bless others. He blesses us so that we can bless other people in every way. Individuals that you know that come up in your sphere of influence that need your help. The church, this local outpost of the kingdom of God, the family of God, he provides opportunities for you to give and be generous. And local and global missions all around the world. He increases our ability to give of the in the variety of ways that he has given to us. But it doesn't end there. What does Paul say? He says, then, as we give in the variety of different places God calls us to give, it increases or wells up into thanksgiving to God. You know, four times in just a few verses, the Apostle Paul talks about how generosity results in thanksgiving to God. Glory to God, praise to God. And this is the wave that happens. We give outward, the praise goes upward. That's what happens when you give. A Christian brother I know was going through a really difficult season a few years ago. Lost his job, was in a tough financial position, and if that wasn't bad enough, he got into a bad car accident, totaled his car, was in the hospital for several weeks recovering from his injuries. And when he went through that time in the depths of just in the battle, in the pits of his life, he was crying out to the Lord and saying, God, like, do you not see me? Are you here? Do you see what I'm going through? I just want to experience a sense of your presence. Now, while he's doing that, behind the scenes, God was setting up something. Somebody that didn't even know this individual personally, who heard about the situation, God kind of picked that person to say, hey, I want to use you to help show that this person's seen. This person's ready to receive from me. And they sensed, God, I'm supposed to give to this person, I think. And they made a generous financial donation to this individual in their hardship. But they didn't just give to them, this individual, financially. They gave a note as well. And the note said this: this financial gift is just a small way for God to remind you that he sees you, that he loves you, and will never leave you. The giver had no idea what the need was emotionally and spiritually, but God used that individual to overflow in the life of someone who needed to be seen and hear from the Lord and be ministered to in that moment. Isn't that amazing? Do you know what happened with that individual? What do you think he did when he received that? He praised God. It overflowed in his life in thanksgiving to the Lord. All glory be to God. There's the ripple effects of thanksgiving when we are generous. But it doesn't end there. Notice what Paul says. He said, not only are you going to supply the needs of these individuals, it's also going to overflow into thanksgiving for others. Another way of saying that is, generosity is contagious, isn't it? When you see people give, when you receive yourself, what does it do in your life? It makes you want to give to other people. And that's exactly what we see. Individuals give out of their heart, they give to people, to churches, to global missions. What happens? Those people who receive, man, God then turns around and he calls them to give, them to praise God and be a person who gives back. See, when we receive a blessing, we want to turn around and bless others. When we are served by someone using their time and their talents, we want to serve other people with our time and our talents. And when the Lord provides for us financially, we want to turn around and provide for others financially. It is a gift that literally keeps on giving. And this is what Paul says. The blessings continue to be multiplied. And if that wasn't enough, what Paul says in verse 14 is kind of the icing on the cake, which is, when we give generously, the people and the organizations that we give to, the missionaries, the church that we give to, what happens is they return that. The return on investment comes in prayers, and Paul says in their hearts going out to you. In other words, love and prayers. Let me put it this way. If you want to have a group of people around you, a group of prayer warriors praying for you on a regular basis, if you want a group of people thinking about you and caring for you on a regular basis, Paul says, hey, a great way to do that, be a person of generosity. They're going to be praying for you. Their hearts are going to be overwhelmed by you and filled by you and what you've done for them. The return on investment is receiving love and receiving prayers. I'll just share with you a brief example of that as I close. Rio and Renata are missionaries that we support in Southeast Asia. They reach some of the most unreached people groups in the world. In fact, our church helps a missionary going to an island, particular islands where the gospel is completely inaccessible. And that's the missions work that they do. We just received a letter back from them, and they told us that the first convert in this people group that is completely unreached just happened. A man named S. I don't know what his actual name is, but S is the person I want you to pray for. Pray for S. He's the first person of this indigenous people group in Southeast Asia that is a Christian. He has an opportunity to reach his whole family. Be praying for S. And then he said this, thank you so much for all of your prayer and support for us as your missionaries in the field. We want to now pray for you. We pray for you and your beloved nation that God will send great revival again and bring many people to true repentance, growing to know Christ in a more intimate way. We pray also that you would experience his protection and a great measure of God's love and his goodness in your own personal lives. I believe God is going to do great things in this moment in time in your church. It's exactly what Paul just said would happen, verse 14. We give, God returns the investment through prayer and love. And this is just one of hundreds and thousands of unseen ways people pray when we give. This is what God does through generosity, not just of our money, our stuff, but of our time and our talents and opportunities that we get. Friends, imagine what will happen over the next several years, over the next decade, 20, 30 years, as this building is renovated and the new families and the kids and the people that are going through really hard times show up in our building and receive the love and the hospitality of Christ, hear the gospel for the first time. Imagine the return on investment for eternity that we get to be a part of through our generosity. Thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of our leadership team for your willingness to be engaged in the mission of God on the move here at Brandywine Valley Church.